This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr., you're getting on my nerves, let me tell you.
Oh, this guy's
digging it more and more. First, he says, I didn't sexually assault that woman at the bar that says I sexually assaulted her. She's crazy. Okay. Then the video comes out. The video shows he did touch the woman at the bar. Uh-huh. So then it continued on. And now he's doing the classic screwed up thing that drives us nuts with mental health stuff.
He's claiming
she has a warped mental state. She's crazy.
He's blaming it on her.
He's still, but this is literally.
Even though he touched her in the video.
And I quote, warped mental state.
I haven't seen the video. What was the extent of the encounter? What happened?
Was it that he grabbed her and she was like, then an argument ensued because they were like talking, having an okay time. But then when he put his hands on her, she was like, hold on. But he's probably so used to being able to put his hands on whoever because he's a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
And then he met the wrong chick. Props to her.
Amen.
And she was like, nah, bruh. Gonna work for this.
Keep your freaking hands to yourself,
but
man.
It just pissed me off that now, when he knows, you know, the video showed that he put his hands on her, he's got the balls to come out and say she's got mental issues. I mean, it's just the classic. This is what we work with mental health. You know what I mean?
We break down the wall of the stigma. And that just
so
takes
he can
the
build
bricks.
It up.
He takes the bricks and then puts them back up on the wall. And we're like, what are you doing, Cuba Gooding Jr.? He's like, I'm just building this wall back up.
Well, she's gonna end up suing him for defamation and slander and
all those things
if he keeps it up. Because that's what he's claiming. She's got a warped mental state. His own words. Like, as if he would know.
Of course he knows. He knows her very well. They're best friends. They have dinner every Tuesday.
So yeah, that's his take on it. And his team is still saying he's innocent.
All right.
Oh, Cuba.
I don't know. Cuba said he's just done with it all.
I'm just fascinated to see Cuba Gooding Jr. back in the news.
I was just thinking the exact same thing.
I was just happy.
When's the last time we talked about Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Jerry Maguire.
The worst part is they took some like blog post from her where she was dealing with mental health stuff and being open about it, and then tried to take the stuff she had said on this post where she was just being open about how she had been diagnosed with depression, ADHD.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. So they find this blog post somewhere. And then go, see?
So that, hold on.
She's got a warped mental state.
So that blog post of her being open and breaking the stigma means that she's, I'm using air quotes, I'm saying she's the crazy nuts lady with all these issues.
Yep.
But the fact that she stated he touched her when she didn't want to, and the fact that there's video of that, that doesn't mean anything. She's just got a warped mental state. She's nuts.
Yeah, because she talked about it one time. It's like, well, you could find times where I talked about going through depression.
So what now?
Now that I'm stable, you're going to go back and go, no, she's got a warped mental state. It can be all kinds of things.
And then hold that against you.
And then hold it against me. Which again,
all the time,
ruins the state. Then here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
Making you feel bad for it.
Either get it treated or don't get it treated. Right?
Maybe you should have gotten that cancer, sir.
Oh, my.
It's like saying the same thing.
Seriously.
It's like, oh, your brain's sick. Let me beat
Parkinson's.
You up for it.
Maybe you should have gotten Parkinson's.
Jesus.
Sorry about you. All right, then.
Peace out.
Let's all do our.
God.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Can I start with good news?
Sure.
Because I feel like I'm going to have a handle on the mosquitoes in my yard this year, you guys.
Oh, yeah, right.
I feel like I have because I found a contraption now. It is a little mosquito contraption thing. It's like a light that sucks in the mosquitoes. You seen those little like purple lights?
Yeah, I have one, remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
They work.
I bought one at Costco yesterday.
Yeah, they work.
It was like $70, but it takes care of like half of an acre.
Mine was like
10. It's huge. It's like a big lamp. And I plug it in.
Like stand in the ground lamp? Like
no,
a stand up?
I can hang it.
Oh, okay.
I can hang it and then plug
like
it in.
Like a lantern.
Yes. So all the mosquitoes are hopefully going to be attracted to that and not to my pearly white skin.
Ooh.
Because I'm a pasty white boy.
They love you.
And they love me so much. So I'm hoping that I think I have them on lock, the mosquitoes. I'm
going to
nip it in the bud. I'm hoping this thing's going to work. I know that Allie had one. I've done some research.
They do work. And I know other people that have them. They work. But I have some that have like a people, they have them all around their deck.
I asked a
much. They put like four up.
I asked my trainer what to do about mosquitoes. He goes, "Oh, I'd let a bunch of ladybugs loose in my yard and some praying mantis eggs."
Why your trainer? Does he have some history with bugs?
I was just asking him.
Okay,
just out of conversation.
Like, I asked my chef about exercising.
No, you know. Right? No, I told him because of his bizarre answer is why I bring him up. Because I asked other people as well. What do you do about mosquitoes? But his answer, I bought live ladybugs on Amazon. Let them loose in his yard. He bought some live praying mantis eggs. Let those loose in his yard. And he goes, that alone has cut down on the mosquitoes.
What in the hell?
I go, okay. He goes, apparently they eat the mosquito larva and they get them before they grow and everything.
Okay,
I don't know how it works.
Okay, you're boring me. I gotta be honest here. You're
mosquitoes,
getting too sciencey on me, Riggs.
Mosquitoes.
You're like my science teacher. You're losing me right now. We're in chemistry and I'm like...
Meanwhile, at my house in Stallus...
He's like, the larva, then.
At my house in Stallus, we have two tiki torch lights where the flame is literally, I swear to God, 5 feet high. Two gigantic tiki torches. Screw you, mosquitoes.
You poured, poured the whole bottle in there?
All the way to the top, dude.
And don't you live on the second floor?
Yes.
So where's the tiki torch?
We have them outside. We have like a porch outside, and we have them connected to the porch.
I was going
to
say, that sounds safe.
Yes. Not a wooden deck. Not a wooden deck. Let's not get crazy.
I was like, dude, do we need to talk to you about fire safety?
No.
Fire
don't bring up
deck.
Fire safety to Fire Marshal Alley over here.
Stop it. I'm a pro at this.
Alley, what's your good news?
I don't know. Now I'm picturing me with all these firemen.
Because I call you Fire Marshal Alley?
Oh, my God.
My good news is that yesterday, me and my kids... Yeah. We made Pokemon cookies.
Oh. it's good news. You said it with such vim and vigor and then let out the, and rolled your eyes like, damn.
These kids are obsessed. I give them two cookies. That's all we get, they say to me. Excuse me?
You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
I said, do you want zero? Because I can give you zero. Uh-huh. Or do you want two? Two, and then... After that, they eat two. 5 minutes goes by. Hudson, Mommy, can we have another cookie now?
No, can't have another cookie.
No, I'm never making you cookies again.
And then you gave them another cookie, right?
Nope.
No.
No.
Wow.
Good.
Stuck
Are
to her
crazy?
Gun.
Crazy. No.
They just waited for you to fall asleep, and they went downstairs and got to the damn selves. You know they did.
Dude, they're always asleep before me. Kidding.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I have the greatest, coolest dentist of all time, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Went to the dentist yesterday. Apparently, I only had three cavities because they filled three, maybe four, right?
That's what happened to Hudson. He didn't have as many as they thought.
Dr. Babcock is so badass.
I love him.
We're talking, just shooting the breeze about summer. He goes, yeah, so I go to up north over the weekend. Me and a bunch of friends get a house. And there was this friend of a friend who, this guy just wanted to arm wrestle everybody. He goes, I'm hanging out with some friends of mine from the Army. And this dude just wanted to arm wrestle everybody. So I go, Doc, you arm wrestled him, gave him the business, right? And the doctor goes, he looks at me, he kind of winks. He goes, of course I didn't. I'm a professional dentist. Of course I didn't. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I went, Dr. Babcock, you bad mofo.
Nice.
You bad, baby. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Babcock is like our age, was my age.
Uh-huh.
He's like total Tosa with his family.
Yes.
Like normal guy.
And he was dropping Tosa Very bar nice. References, too. It's so I swear to God.
Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be? No.
Not even close. No.
That's good. Good.
Two shots in the mouth.
Dude, this doesn't hurt. Anymore.
And it was totally cool.
Awesome.
Totally awesome.
Good news. Swollen stuff.
You know, I feel great this morning.
Well, yeah, it goes away.
A little bit of pain, but no big deal.
It just, you think something's wrong because it's swollen, but you're really okay.
And then I went on Snapchat and tried to talk.
Face working.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was not a filter. That was your actual face.
100%.
That's the best news. He thought he had 9 cavities. He only had 3. Congrats.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Beautiful thing.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Big news from the Bucks last night at the NBA Awards show. I got 4 emails in a row last night from the Bucks.
As well, you should have.
Yes.
So the first was saying Mike Budenholzer named NBA Coach of the Year.
Yeah, Coach
of the Bucks.
Bud.
Nice.
Then they named John Horst the NBA Executive of the Year, who was pretty much in charge of putting this whole team together.
I was going to say, what's his title?
I don't know what his exact...
John Horst,
official title.
General
He's just
manager.
One of the executives. He's a general manager.
I believe so, yes. Executive of the year. That's
general
all you need to know.
Man. General manager is what his title is with the Bucks.
And they used to call him John Horst.
And then
Horst.
They announced the NBA's most valuable player, the MVP. And then this happened.
The 2019 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player goes to...
This is on TNT.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Dang!
Yep. Giannis,
I want to thank the front office, the ownership, for believing in me. And I was 18 years old back in Greece. I want to thank the city of Milwaukee. I want to thank my country, Greece, and Nigeria for always supporting me. I want to thank my dad. Obviously, you know, my dad is not here with me, but I want to thank my amazing brothers. You know, I love you guys, man. You guys are my ride or die. And
I want to
thank my amazing mom. She's my hero. You don't see the future, right? And you have a good parent, your parent sees the future for you. And she always saw the future in us. She always believed in us. She was always there for us. She's the foundation of this family. You're my true hero.
Shout out, Mom.
Oh, my God. Go Giannis's mom. That's so sweet.
With tears in his eyes.
Every mom's dream that her kid one day stands on a stage and tells her how amazing she is. Giannis, I want to squeeze your cheeks.
Calling Mom a hero.
I want to give you a hug, and I want to be like, oh, you're so cute.
And then, did you guys see the video that Nike put out right after he won?
No. Is it sick?
Go on his Instagram. It's on Giannis' Instagram.
I was on it last night. I saw the private plane he took to LA to go get the MVP.
And did you see how he brought all his brothers with him and they were dressed up like in Power Rangers colors? Awesome. But the video that Nike put out too, it starts from like him at 12 years old and him saying he wanted to be an
NBA.
I'm
freak.
I got chills. You gotta go
see. Wait, let me go look on Instagram now. See?
Amazing.
And then there was a fourth email that I also got from the Bucks.
Oh.
Announcing the Bucks Pro Shop unveiling the Giannis MVP collection.
Oh, so
there's a whole new lineup of Giannis MVP gear now.
The Pro Shop is in the Pfizer Forum. Uh-huh. Yeah. So there you go.
There you are.
MVP! 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 Nice. Go! And Giannis and John Horst and Mike Budenholzer. Yes.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Can't stand. I'm not a cat person.
I'm not either.
So I can't stand cats.
I love cats.
If I see a cat,
I get chills. I feel like cats want to murder you all the time.
I don't like them.
They don't appreciate you like a dog does.
They weird me out, but I love dogs.
And I don't appreciate you crapping in a box and me having to clean it up. No.
Yeah, that's weird too.
Yeah.
Your dog craps in the yard and you clean that up.
Yeah, that's outside. I don't keep that in my house with sand all over the floor.
Look.
And they track it everywhere.
The reason I brought up cats is because Riggs and I are open about our not love for cats.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift loves her cats.
Okay.
Yep. So now she's she's trademarked their names. She has trademarked their names, and now she got a new cat, and this is no exception.
Meredith, and I don't. One is Meredith, and that's all that I know. That's the only one that I know.
Okay. Good talk, bro.
I'm a cat person.
That's all that I know.
Good story, bro. Good story, bro.
Well, I'm not
like,
the biggest.
I'm
not the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I never claimed to be.
How do you even know Meredith, though?
Because she's talked about it on social media. She's put it on her Instagram. She's mentioned Meredith before, her cat.
I don't even know that.
I follow her on all social platforms, always watch her story. Never once in my life heard a cat named Meredith.
Let me just tell you what's going on and why she's doing this. She trademarked her cat's names, which are Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Swift. Why did she do this? To start a cat line. If she ever wants to do cat merchandise, which she probably will because, hello, she loves cats.
Yeah.
Then she will have their names. So she got the court documents. She trademarked it. And she's got Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Swift.
Dumb question.
Yeah.
Is the name Meredith Swift trademarked? Or like if someone, and this is an honest question, if someone names their kid Meredith, do they now owe Taylor Swift $20?
Unless they start marketing it and putting it on shirts and stuff.
Only if you're making money off of the name.
So if I have a kid named Meredith and the kid grows up to be a model and I have Meredith t-shirts, I have to pay Taylor Swift?
Yes, you can name your kid anything. You could name your kid Nike. But that doesn't mean, but if the second you use it to go sell something...
Meredith is named after Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy. So is there going to be some sort of a fight there with legal battles, you think?
I don't know,
no,
man.
No, because it's not Meredith Grey. It's just Meredith.
Right. But when they're trying to market Meredith Grey lunchboxes for Grey's Anatomy.
I just want to know if grandmothers...
grandmothers... I see what you're saying. Basically, Givens, we're saying you have a dumb question is what we're trying to get at.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, unless you're selling something, you could name your kid Benjamin. You could name your kid Meredith. Come on.
You could name your cat Meredith. But if you start taking pictures of that cat and marketing it as Meredith the cat, then Taylor Swift's going to come after your ass.
Or Meredith Swift or whatever.
Yes, or Meredith,
I've got more questions, okay. But I feel like they're only dumber, so I'm going to press a button here.
I'll tell you. Ask.
No. I won't ask.
You're still confused?
Kind honestly? Of. Yeah, honestly, because, okay, like, I'm going to go back to an artist.
Stop. Let me just, okay. Can I only sum it up? I actually am going to do this for once in my life. Sum it up in one sentence.
Oh, my God. Oh. Allie's going to do what? Please turn down the music, because this will never happen
it's
again.
A landmark moment.
And I also want to see how this goes.
Uh-huh. It's not going to go well. I'm going to use like seven sentences. Sum it up. I've already just used one.
One sentence. Sum it up in one sentence. Go.
One sentence. Go.
Wait, let me think.
I can't sum it up in one sentence.
No,
there's your one sentence.
You trademark something so that you can sell stuff and that nobody else can make money off your stuff. That doesn't mean somebody can't use the same names. But you just can't have a line
like so.
Or
I could
sell
see,
something.
I could see me being able to not name my cat Meredith Swift and sell stuff for Meredith Swift.
That's
but
correct.
If my cat is Meredith Gibbons,
you can do whatever you want as long
fine.
As it's trademarked.
Okay,
yes.
So this is. I know I sound like an idiot. This whole thing, I thought the name Meredith itself, the name just Meredith, was trademarked. So when I asked you, I was being serious. If you name your kid Meredith.
No.
No. Okay.
So Meredith Johnson and Cudahy doesn't owe any money to
swear
Taylor Swift.
Swear to God, that's what I'm thinking the
Meredith
entire time, Riggs. I swear
I think
to you.
In an hour,
yes,
he's going to like
push the
wake
button.
Up.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell was I thinking?
Now push the button, Gibbons. Thank you. Go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie.
So listen to this.
What up?
Best convo with my girlfriend last night.
Oh, yeah.
She is finding out she's getting officially divorced on July 17th,
oh.
Okay? We're counting down the days because she was married to a real douchebag. I mean, a real. Like, this guy tops my ex-husband.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I should have said that out loud. This guy is like the worst.
Uh-huh.
This is bad.
Pretty bad.
So I get a text from her last night, and she's like, hey, girl, divorce is final on July 17th.
Yeah.
And I said, party's in the works. Let's go.
Divorce party. Parties. I
Our
love
divorce
that.
Party's tacky is what I want to know, because she then sent me these shirts that say, hers says divorced AF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine would say, what was it, divorce squad? I was showing intern Erica over here. Hers said, so then you had, like, if the girls wear them, is that too much?
No.
It's like a bachelorette party.
I was going to say, if you can do a bachelorette party, you can do baby showers, you can do wedding showers, then why the hell can't you do a divorce party?
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
Listen.
Of a horrible relationship coming to an end.
Hold on,
which
though.
Was a good thing because it was unhealthy.
Absolutely right.
So it's a celebration.
A lot of people would say this was tacky.
Why?
And hold on, I'll tell you. And you can always call in at 414-799-1037.
Or you can text to 71037.
Thank you. And honestly, I remember, it goes both ways, because on one hand, I don't think you should necessarily celebrate it if it was like traumatic and bad for you, because you're kind of going, you're kind of just kicking it to the side. Whereas it was actually something really serious in your life and going, let's party.
Well, hold on.
It off. However,
okay.
However, in situations like this, where my friend got completely screwed. I mean, financially. I mean, I couldn't even tell you the list of things that was done so wrong to her that she didn't deserve, that are absurd. So she deserves a party, quite frankly, because she's gotten through it and she's still thriving. You know? So they're not tacky, or they are.
It's on a case by case basis, but I don't think they're tacky at all.
No, because it's literally the rebirth of this person. This person took a vow to be with someone forever, sickness, health, all the vows, whatever. Now they are free of that. They went through the bad experience. Now this is the new person, the new me.
Yeah.
100%, right?
Yeah. I guess.
How about the people that go and they have these dumpster fire relationships and they decide to get married?
Uh-huh.
It's like, thank you.
What are you doing?
That's fair, but these people were not like that.
Right.
They were married and then
I'm not saying they were. I'm just saying
developed.
It sucks when people get themselves in these positions to begin with.
That is what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying if you're in a crappy relationship anyway and everybody knows it around you and you still choose to get married, you don't really deserve a divorce party because you were dumb to begin with.
Yeah.
But most people are. I mean, but nobody gets married thinking they're going to get divorced. Nope. Well, actually,
same
that's
token.
Not true.
Same token, though. Allie, you had a lot of friends. You see your friends in crappy relationships, right? They go in the
crappy.
Yes,
but not as much anymore because we're getting older. It's getting better.
But when they get out of the crappy relationship, don't you want to be there? there for them regardless.
Yes, of that's course. What the, and I think will
that's,
be.
That's what the party's for. You say, oh, you got in the dumb marriage. Well, you did get in the dumb marriage. Now you're out of it. Now let's party.
And I don't even think she got in the dumb marriage. I think she married a guy who then developed a lot of issues.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying all kinds of things happen.
And then refused to get any sort of help or accept accountability for any of it.
Yes, and he's a douche. And so I'm all about the divorce party. And then, so I said, can I plan this? I'm getting excited.
Oh,
I like planning a party.
Yeah.
But she said, well, our other friend thought we might need foam fingers and signs.
Foam fingers and signs.
Is that too much?
No.
You know,
what would the sign say?
You should have all the wiener straws and all the wiener stuff at the bachelorette party, and then you just cut them. You cut them all.
We did get some text to 71037. One person said, it's not tacky. It's the end and beginning of a new chapter. Party it up.
Hell yeah.
Someone else texted in, people can't say it's tacky unless they've lived it. If a person wants to celebrate, celebrate.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've never been, so why not? This is our time. Live
I
it up.
Maybe I'm saying tacky because it depends on the situation, because I've seen people who have totally been the one who screwed somebody over and then they had a divorce party. And I'm like, don't get to have the divorce party.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to screw someone over and then celebrate and act like you were the victim of this.
I cheated on my wife and she left me. Now I'm going to have a party.
Yeah,
no,
like,
you already had a party.
Up.
You had a party already with another chick. That was your
exactly.
That was your party. Move on with yourself.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
So 799-1037. Who is this?
No, I didn't. I think Allie's friend should do it too.
Hell yes, girlfriend. Then I'm in.
Yeah, so I won't wear the shirt forever, but for a few months.
Well, she won't wear it if she meets another dude.
No.
Because that would be so funny. I dare you to go on a date with a new guy and wear that shirt. I dare you.
No.
Or wear it. Amazing.
Wear it underneath like a hoodie, and then like after you spend the night with him, wake up and have that shirt on.
That would be hilarious.
That is funny.
All right, Alicia, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
We could still, we'll still take your text to 71037. Divorce parties.
So the foam fingers and the signs are too much if we decide to do that at the party? Because then she said, well, I asked my other friend, what would my sign say?
If it was a middle finger, it said he's number one.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, he's beyond that.
He was number one.
Ugh.
He's beyond
he's
that.
He's also number two, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
The worst.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Sometimes people pick random numbers. People have like their numbers that they pick for the lottery, right?
Yep.
Right. They always play the same numbers because it means something to them or
right.
whatever. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, the number zero is commonly associated with what? Nothing, right? Zero.
Yeah.
Well,
zip zero, not a zilch. Totally.
In North Carolina, they had a lottery winning where the winning numbers were 0, 0, 0, 0.
Isn't that weird?
What?
4 zeros in the winning
four
number?
4 zeros were the winning number. And guess how many people picked 4 zeros as the winning number?
Oh, God.
Over 2,000 people picked that as the winning number.
Oh, dude.
So this now $7.8 million prizes that is going to be doled out among these 2014 people. It's going to be split up two different ways because some people bought dollar tickets and some people bought 50 cent tickets.
Yeah.
So the people that bought dollar tickets get more money. They'll get like $5,000. The people that bought 50 cent tickets are going to get $2,500. But still, look at your return on investment. If you 50 cents, you pick 0000 and just
how
went on with your life.
How much does each winner get now?
Each winner will get either $5,000 or $2,500. One of the two.
That's
one of the two.
So now, do we think that they pick zeros because that's like their thing? Or do we think that it just factored into their numbers? Because think about this. If you were playing birthdays.
Yes.
My birthday is May 20th.
Uh-huh.
So 20 is not a strange number for me to play, let's say, when I'm gambling or whatever.
True. Right?
So that's 1-0. So think about it. If my son was born on the 10th, I'm just playing. He wasn't. But you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
If you were playing, this is what I'm saying.
I see what you mean there.
You could be playing birthdays
and
end up with 4 zeros.
Your favorite number is 10. I'll use that zero.
Those are
all my zeros.
But it's pick four. So it wasn't like they picked a 10.
Oh,
they just picked four individual numbers and four individual zeros. So you have to think so little of yourself.
I missed that part that it was only four.
Yes.
I wonder how many people walked up and just put 0000 just to be ridiculous. Like, whatever.
I would feel like I was wasting my money.
But 50 cents?
Here's all I hope.
Yes.
I hope that just one person out of these 2,000 people were told their entire life by their parents or by their family that they'd never be nothing, that they'd be zero.
You'll amount to nothing.
And they play 0-0-0-0 every week and go, I'm going to show my dad. I'm going to show my mom. And they get the retribution. Finally.
I turned zero into $5,000, Dad.
Ha ha. What are you going to say now, Dad?
And think about how they thought nobody's going to play 4-0. I'll be the only one.
Right. That's it.
The only one.
Well, 2014 people thought that exact same thing, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up? Hi. What up? Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You taking in and out, Riggs?
Yeah,
Whoa!
I snuck it in, and then I had to struggle to get it out, but once I finally...
Did you get it out?
I did. I took it out.
I can't tell if you got it out or not.
Well, you'll know when it's out.
What in the blue hell are you two?
I'm trying to help Pat.
I didn't even know if it was in.
I know. You didn't think it was in, but then by the time I got it out, you know,
it was over.
It was over.
it was so quick, Riggs.
I'm taking the battery out of her laptop. Calm down, Gibbons.
Stop being so gross, Gibbons. Yes.
I'm over here literally not knowing what the hell's going on. I turned the mics on a half a second early, and freaking Frack over here are being all weird.
Freaking Frack. Like, I'm trying to help Allie out with her computer. Hit the button again.
He took the battery out. That's it, you sicko.
Yes, and then I put it back in. It was difficult to get out.
And I didn't feel a thing, and I didn't know if it was in or out.
See, she didn't know it was there the whole time.
You
then
weirdo.
When I took it out, it was all done. It was over with.
Like every other time.
Right, exactly. It was quick.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
It's totally normal to not feel it, you know.
Right.
I didn't even see it happen.
No.
It just happened.
Sometimes that's desperate times call for desperate measures.
God almighty.
Okay, so.
I work with children.
I mean, join the club. Now, okay, so here's the deal. We talked yesterday about how Dog the Bounty Hunter, which I know is so funny, his wife, Beth.
His wife, yes.
Is in a medically induced coma because she has had cancer and then it went away and she was in remission. It came back. So she's been in the hospital having all these problems and the cancer had spread. We didn't really know why she was in the medically induced coma, but now we do. Turns out she was trying to rip all her cords out.
You know.
And was going nuts in the hospital. So finally they were like, we have to put her in a coma because she's going to destroy herself. Yeah.
As a fan of that show, and when I say fan, I mean I've seen every episode. I'm a really, really hardcore Dog the Bounty Hunter fan.
I saw a lot back in the day. I don't know if I've seen them all.
There would be points where they'd have an all-day marathon that I would watch again and go, I've seen every episode and I've been sitting here for 6 hours.
Yes.
But Beth is the type that doesn't, like, she not even, like, purposely. She's just so forceful that she would feel these things in her throat and things in her arm and just instinctively pull them out.
Totally.
So I can see why they would have to do this.
100%. Yeah.
Poor Beth. That sucks, man.
Yeah, they said it was out of necessity that they had to do it because she kept yanking on all her tubes.
Aww.
So Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife dealing with cancer, not doing well, and now in a medically induced coma. So,
But thankfully, we know that it was medically induced for, you know, not for health purposes.
Well, no.
100%.
Well,
it isn't
for health purposes to get her better because when she got there, she was already like in pain and needed oxygen. So they've been giving her fluids and medications. But yeah.
Poor dog.
Well, we hope the best for Beth.
She's been under for at least 2 days now.
Oh my goodness.
You imagine?
God. No, I could not
imagine. Crazy.
That.
But
no,
Dwayne.
No.
Dwayne.
Yep.
Dwayne Chapman.
Uh-huh.
He's by her side, so there you go.
I think he has like three other kids named Dwayne, too. He's like George Foreman.
Oh my gosh,
I swear to God.
And which one of you told me yesterday he's been married 5 times?
That was me yesterday. Yep. Yeah, five times.
Why don't you just stop?
It's his fifth wife, yeah.
Like, how do you get to 5?
Because he thinks the next one might be the right one.
But how does the girl go, I want to be your fifth wife? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Because
I don't want to be number 4 or 5. Like, I don't even want to be 2.
Maybe he's her 7th husband. I don't know.
I know Beth has had more than one husband. They're the perfect modern bonded, molded family. Like, his kids, her kids. I couldn't think of the word. And then they have their own family.
Blended family.
Just give up on the marriage thing and just be together.
Yes.
Right? Seriously.
5 was enough.
You got to have one for the thumb, though. You got to have that one for the thumb.
One for the thumb.
The one divorce for the thumb.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Allie, you have two children.
I do. Gibbons. I actually wanted them, though. Riggs never wanted kids. Kids was the one thing I did want, not the marriage. I actually wanted the kids. It's a fact.
See, I wanted the marriage, not the kids.
That's right. I didn't grow up dreaming about getting married, but I did want dream about having kids. It's ironic that I ended up divorced because the marriage I didn't care about.
And Gibbons is leasing two children, his girlfriend's kids.
It's true. On a year-by-year lease.
This is what we're saying.
Yep.
How much do you pay a month for that lease? Like, how much do you pay for the kids a month? I'm kidding. Don't answer that.
Entirely too much. Entirely too much.
So we had some kids of our own visiting over the weekend. My wife's cousins were in town for a baseball tournament at the Rock Sports Complex.
Oh.
So I had an opportunity.
You had kids in your house?
I had kids in my house.
Riggs,
yeah.
Not
only did I have kids in the house, but I was also at a baseball game, at a Little League game. On a Saturday night.
Serious? On a Saturday night, no less. What?
Oh, somebody walked by. I don't get a hardcore baseball like that.
A woman walked by and said, "Riggs?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You don't have kids. What are you doing here?"
Uh-huh. Valid question.
I was like, our cousins are in town. They're in a traveling league. They're playing up here against one of the Wisconsin teams. But they had one of the kids that wasn't with them because we have three cousins.
You're not even going to give the team a shout out? Who was the Wisconsin team or you don't know? You don't remember?
The Milwaukee Hitmen was the team they were playing.
Oh, the Hitmen. You don't mess around with the Hitmen.
So one of the kids was not with them in attendance with our cousins because they have three of them. But one of them is a 17-year-old that was not with them. He was not present on this weekend trip because he was being punished. And this is odd behavior that this teenager was doing at school. And I would never do this in school. And it sounds like a cry for help, if you ask me. But let me throw this on you. This kid was doing his assignments, but not turning them in. Doing all the homework, doing all the assignments, and then putting them in his bag, and then moving on with life, and then never turning them in. And then the teacher would have to email these parents saying, "Hey, your kid's not turning in their work. This is becoming a problem. Here's some extra credit. I'm giving them this extra credit." And then the parents would find the extra credit in the kid's book bag, complete, but not turned in. So the kid was doing this work, but not turning in any of the assignments. So
what did the kid say? Well, what was the kid's reason? How old's the kid?
17.
So what was the kid's reason for not turning it in when they asked him?
Oh, the typical kid response. Dude, with my little brother.
I go, "That's all he said." He goes, "Yes, I don't know, and I forgot," was what he kept saying.
Yep, my little brother, we did the same damn thing. He would do his work, never turn it in, and when you call him on it, like, "Dude, you went through, you did the effort to do the work. The easy part is turning it in."
Yes.
"Why did you not turn it in?" I forgot. I just didn't do it. I couldn't.
You're sitting there with your mouth shut, Allie, but you're looking at me like you don't. Do you want to say something?
I'm just processing. No, I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Testing me for ADHD.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I do everything and then I can't follow
through.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's where honestly where my mind was going.
I'm thinking there's something else. There has to be something else there.
There's got to be something else off because you can't do the follow through.
Because my little brother also has very, very severe ADHD and was on medication, but he wouldn't take it frequently. That was on him. Has your cousin been diagnosed or checked for ADHD?
No. I brought that up as a possibility.
Smart. It is a possibility.
It definitely is because the other thing is he's doing it well. Like he knows the work.
Yep.
And if he turned in all the work, he would have really good grades. He's a smart kid.
He's not
turning it in.
You've done the brunt work. You've done it. Just turn it in. I feel like
Sounds easy. Your brain screwed up. You know what I mean? But honestly, that's bizarre. But I deal with this with my kid, but he's 7. So I can't compare a 7 and a 17-year-old. Like Owen, he won't take stuff out of his bag. And I'm like, "Did you give that to your teacher?" "I forgot." I'm like, "What do you mean?"
Yep. Yeah.
"Did you open your bag today, dude?"
Maybe it is similar.
Maybe. But I mean, Owen has ADHD and he's medicated. But I'm talking about 17.
A 7-year-old, I can understand that with a 17-year-old.
Because they're 7, they're still learning.
But at the same token, I have literally lived through it with my brother and I don't have an answer for you.
That's what I was wondering. I'm sure there's people listening that have teenagers. Maybe they could help or a teacher that has encountered the situation.
I would say, is he depressed? Because he's doing the work. When you're depressed, just doing the work is impossible.
Yeah.
The littlest things feel so big when you're depressed. It's so much work to do stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't even know why. I don't know.
I was curious.
I have no idea. That's a fair question.
414-799-1037, or you can just send a text to 71037. We read those too. Yeah. Doing the work, but not turning it in. The excuse, I don't know. I just forgot. Has your kid done this? What have you done to address this? Is there something deeper that's wrong? I'm curious.
Well, and if you're not, I mean, at some point, don't you have to punish them if it's affecting their grades? Like, yeah. That's what I would start doing. I would be like, okay, you're going to have a punishment.
Yeah, because that's the thing they're getting at. So,
Yeah, but leaving your 17-year-old home alone while you go on a trip is a gift.
Well,
Oh my God, yes.
It is not a punishment.
He was with his dad, his other dad. Like, his stepdad was with us, so he was with his real dad.
Damn.
Which is another thing in and of itself. There's issues there abound, which could be contributing to it as well. But I don't know. None of us in the room have teenagers, so
Thank God.
We can only write.
Yeah. Nor do I want them.
I should say none of us in this room have teenagers yet because they're coming, Allie.
They're going to ruin my life.
They will.
God,
every day I'm going to be soon enough.
Oh, God.
So we have text coming into 71037. We have some phones at 799-1037. Gibbons, what did the text say?
Someone said, not turning homework in. I think you're overcomplicating it. I did the same thing, and I can't really tell you why other than pure laziness.
Yeah.
Forgetting it in my locker and too lazy to walk back and get it. In no way, shape, or form did I have ADHD. I honestly chalk it up to being a teenager.
Yeah.
But
that's
what about
like just not understanding, not caring, not giving a bleep? Yeah.
But you do care to an extent because you're doing the work.
Right.
So you're showing some effort of caring.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand why you can't follow through on that care and turn in the paperwork. That seems so easy to do. And it's hard to get into the mind of that. And you're wondering, is it mental illness? Is it ADD? Or is it just teenage laziness?
Okay, maybe it's this. Okay, someone else texted at 71037. He probably suffers from anxiety and being a perfectionist. I would stay up so late doing papers and math homework, etc. because I didn't think it was A quality.
That is not a perfectionist, somebody that doesn't turn in any other homework. I'm sorry. I got to nix that one, don't you think?
I would think so,
yeah. A perfectionist would not turn in their... Like, that's... No.
Another text to 71037. Yeah. Maybe the 17-year-old is afraid of how hard the real world is after graduation. My brother was just like that.
We're going way too deep, people. I feel like this isn't that deep, is it? Is it just the laziness?
I think it might be just laziness at the end of the day. Because I know the kid has bounced between two different houses. He has a real dad and a stepdad situation. In fact, this 17-year-old kid, I've talked to him before, my cousin.
Yeah.
And I relate to him a lot. In the fact that we had kind of the sperm donor father that dropped you off and then bounced out of your life and then came back in and then left and paraded you around. So he's had the same kind of dad issues that I had. But I was never doing my homework and not turning it in. So I can't wrap my head around that.
Speaking of what you just said, we got a text to 71037 that hits in this exact feel.
Yeah.
Don't punish the kid right away. Be empathetic. Ask what happened. It's never, quote, what's wrong with you, but, quote, what happened. I'm a counselor who practices trauma-informed care. While we cannot assume trauma is the cause, but must assess for it. Have there been changes in the family?
Yes.
Friends? Extracurricular activities? Big changes. So they're saying that could be an issue as well.
Well, yeah. And
a lot of that, yeah.
If he's doing the work at home, now see, I'm thinking again. Am I allowed to think today?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I can think today.
Stop thinking.
No, not today, just in this instance, yes.
But I'm saying, what if it could be environment? So if he's okay at home, so he's getting his stuff done when he's at home, and then there is something going on at school, maybe that changes his whole mindset.
Sure.
Maybe he's got issues at school with anything. Could be anything. Relationship, friends, bullying, anything.
Jinx.
Yep.
Anything.
Yeah.
That could then change. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%.
So if you put him back in that environment where there is something going on, that might affect it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Another major text at 71037 that can give you hope. My brother did the same thing in high school. Now he's 23 and has a 4.0 grade point average in college.
Okay.
So it could be just kids being kids, and when he gets to the college level, his butt gets kicked.
17 is not a kid.
Yeah.
You're about to be an adult. You're going to have to pay your bills on time.
Yeah.
You're going to have, or whatever. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And his mom was saying he's also doing a lot of, I'm going to be 18 soon, so I don't have to do what you tell me anyways.
Bro.
He's giving up.
He's starting to talk like that
he's
a lot.
He's giving up and doesn't care.
Because
he knows in a few months he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But
you can't. Well, I mean, you can, but you have to understand that there are repercussions to your actions.
The rude awakening of adulthood. Let that kid move out one day.
Right.
He's going to have fun for 3 weeks and he's going to have a bill come up.
Let me ask, maybe, does this kid have a job? Does he work part-time while he's in school?
He does work part-time. He has a job at a golf course. Yes.
Okay.
Good. I mean,
so
he's got
a job. He's making money. He's doing
extracurricular stuff, you know?
And I hope you're listening, Steve. I'm going to call you Steve. You did the damn work.
Right.
Turn it in, dude. Hey, teacher, here's my work. Instead of
it's already in your bag.
Wait a second. It just hit me.
What's that?
I remember, like, senior year of high school, you don't care anymore because you've already gotten into a college.
Senioritis?
No, think about it. Like, yeah. I had already been accepted into college. I already had everything planned. I skipped in high school with my girlfriends so much because we didn't give a bleep because we knew it didn't matter. Now I'm coming up with a new theory. I'm like, it didn't matter our senior year because everything was done. What are they going to come back and go, you're not getting into this college because you missed 3 days in your senior year?
Quintessential senioritis is what you just described there.
I'm like, no wonder he doesn't care. Why would he? Everything's done. It's set. He knows what's happening next.
Well, he's got one more year of school left. So why do the work?
Come on, don't be stupid, you moron.
Well, we'll still read the text to 71037, and if you're calling, stay on hold. We'll talk to you in a second. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at Hell to the No.
Hell to the No. To the No, 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 No.
We just had one.
Oh, yes, we did.
The fried chicken.
I can't believe that.
We found out, and she's not in here to defend herself, which is even better.
Yes.
We found out intern Fun Pants doesn't like fried chicken.
I'm using air quotes, not like, because she doesn't even know fried chicken, because she said she's never eaten KFC before.
That's a hell to the no.
How have you never had KFC in your life and you're like 20?
It'd be different if she was like, I've been to Churches or Popeyes or Bojangles or something else. I don't know.
You ever been to Popeyes?
Nope. Please.
None of those.
She's never been to Popeyes in her life. Never been to KFC. She's never lived.
Before her internship is over, believe me you, she will eat fried chicken on our show.
Yeah.
Hell to the yes.
She'll probably love it too. She'll be like, oh my God. I'm moving to the South where it's better. The fried chicken.
Yeah. I got a dating saga, hell to the knob.
Oh, yes.
I had to show Gibbons and Riggs this morning. When you,
really,
I don't even know how to say this. When you're texting with a guy and you just talk way too damn much, and he's giving you one word responses, and you're still sending paragraph after paragraph, what is wrong with me?
Without exaggeration, do you have your phone up and out real quick?
Yes.
You had how many, not even paragraphs, how many sent texts of paragraphs?
At least five or six.
Before he would send a
very large, this guy even wants to go
very
out
large
again.
Blue bubbles of text from Allie. And one red responses from this poor guy going, yes.
Please give some of his responses, because the dude's responses were funny as hell.
So basically.
Tinder Luke Perry, by the way.
He says something normal on a text, like, not looking nice, like nice weather for baseball, because I had my kid at baseball last night.
Right.
I wrote back with 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 responses. And at the end I said, you know what I'm saying?
And not six long responses.
Yeah, six long responses. And then he wrote back, I think so, question mark.
So this dude gets you.
And then I wrote back three more times before he sent me a freaking gif of Joey, like, you know, from
Friends of Full House. Yeah, Friends.
Going, I'm so confused.
Hell no.
Allie, yo.
I have no business being in this dating game, I'm telling you.
Take a hint, bro.
I shut up after that.
Just take the hint.
Did you see my next response was one word? I stopped.
Stop talking. Stop thinking. Start living. Stop thinking.
Men don't talk, and women talk too much,
that's
right?
True.
There's no middle ground
this
either
is
way.
The equivalent of it, where I send four paragraphs and then he writes one thing back.
Can I wrap up Hell to the No with a car Hell to the No?
With
my wife's saga.
Dude, I can't. This isn't even my car and my blood's boiling. This doesn't even affect me, and I don't know why I'm so irritated.
I didn't know there was more to the saga than what had already gone on.
Before he tells you, I walked outside yesterday, and I go, hey, how's your new car? Love it. And then Riggs says, gotta tell him.
At least it's not my wife's car.
She
drove it into your house, like physically into your house as soon as she got it.
That's not the problem.
Oh, okay.
This is
beyond
that.
I'm giving a backstory.
The problem is
this is beyond that, Gibbons.
Oh, Lord.
The thing, first of all, it was burning through oil.
Like
using more oil. She had to take it to the shop twice to get filled up within a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's the first help to the no.
Yep.
So she takes it in. They say there's a recall on some of these models where we have to replace a whole oil system on the car. It's like an $8,000 repair.
Yeah.
They will take care of because it's a recall.
Okay.
They test it. It needs to be recalled. So there's that hell to the no right there.
Hell no.
But wait, there's more.
Because after that, we get a call from them and they say, all right, while we were performing some other tests, we realized that the alternator went out because of tests we were doing. That was our fault. We will replace it for you. They were cool about
it.
Okay. So more work that needed to be done right there.
But they're footing the bill.
And then they said, while we were looking, there's also spark plugs that need to be replaced. So now there's that hell to the no. We had to pay for that.
You had to pay for that?
2 days later, we get a call. Now the water pump has gone out on the car.
What a joke.
And then
have a high-end car that treats you like that.
And this is when I start to think that things are getting made up, because we get a text from them, because they're very cool about texting with what's wrong.
Uh-huh.
The check engine light came back on. We replaced the intake vanos solenoid this morning. What the hell is a vanos solenoid?
That sounds like something that belongs in an Avengers movie. What the hell?
What I was thinking, is this like an Avengers film or something? This is taken care of under warranty, so we're having to pay not a lot of money, because a lot of these things they're realizing are recalled parts for this car. So I'm telling my wife, just get a different car. Why are you putting up with this? Why are we still going through with it?
She just bought the damn thing. You can't get a new one when you just bought one.
She bought a really nice car.
She bought a used BMW.
Uh-huh.
And to have this many problems how many months in is insane.
Yeah, she just got it in November.
My Kia runs better than your BMW.
She loves my car better.
Seriously.
I got a car that's older than hers. My Jeep runs better than hers. She wants my car. She wants to take my car now. She likes my car better.
What did I tell you? Are you letting her take your car?
But if I get a new car, maybe. That's what I was thinking.
No, I mean like right now.
No, not right now. She's in a loaner right now.
Oh, okay.
But are you going to pick up the loaner?
No.
I told Riggs,
I said,
why don't you stop doing all this so she deals with
it and understands,
which I'm proud of you for that. It's very easy for her to go, oh, it's broken. Can you take it in for me? If she's dealing with it, she will want
to
get rid of it.
That's why I said you need to get a loaner, because they're going to have your car for weeks, and they did give her a loaner.
I have to give one more hell to the nut that I completely forgot about until I heard about Riggs' car issues.
Yes.
So my girlfriend's car that she bought from a dealership on the advice of Riggs.
Oh, Jesus.
Had more issues, right?
I told you not to listen to Riggs.
Are you ready for this, okay?
Dude, I'm not going there anymore either.
She goes to the dealership.
This is bad.
She goes, my check engine light's on again. The car is sputtering. What do I do? They run a diagnostic. They tell her, well, your car keeps burning through oil. So what you can do is either put a quart in every 1,000 miles to add to it, or you can buy a new engine because your engine is effed.
Hell no.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was the week before last. So we were going on vacation, which
how long has she had the car?
3 months, 4 months.
Why do none of us have car endorsements?
Right?
Yo!
We're in hell!
Carrie!
Carrie, somebody!
Carrie, somebody is walking in right now. Why don't any of us have car endorsements?
Dear
my wife and
people.
Her car. Gibbons' girlfriend and her car. What the hell is going on? You know what? Car dealerships, reach out to us individually.
Yo, seriously.
We'll take the business on ourselves. We'll take the commission.
Why are we giving these crappy ones attention, man?
Hell no.
Man.
I'm sweating and I don't even, you know what? I'm the one with no car problems on the show and I'm sweating right now. I'm worked up.
Let me just add that my Nissan from Gordon Boucher, Nissan is beautiful and I'm getting a car an oil change today and it's awesome.
You're right. Thank you.
Yes. They've been, my personal car has been fantastic.
Oh, yeah. My Jeep from Rosen is fine.
Uh-huh. And my Jeep from Griffin is fine too. So
wait, it's only spouse cars.
It's only spouse cars, yes. Spouse car problems.
My problem. I don't care.
That was too many syllables. That's okay, though. I'll allow it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Okay, Allie, so before you got in yesterday, because Riggs and I get into the show way too early.
Yes.
Riggs asked to see my wallet yesterday, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I gave him my wallet.
There's nothing in it, probably.
Oh, no, I got a bunch of crap, no money. A bunch of crap and no money.
Yeah.
So then Riggs pulls out a little, you said you'd have something new now. It's a mini, like a tiny mini wallet.
I got this on a cruise that we went on, and it was used for like one side for your card for your room, and then the other side for cash or whatever. So it's a little two-sided wallet thing.
Uh-huh.
Not even a wallet. It's for like a room key for a hotel. So
like a card holder, and that's it.
Essentially, yes.
So Riggs brings this up to me yesterday, not knowing that I spent all weekend trying an experiment. All weekend long, I carried my driver's license, I carried my debit card, and I carried cash on me.
No wallet.
I was like, let me leave my wallet at home.
Can I have it?
You want to see my wallet?
Yeah, I literally want to see what's in it while you're talking, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
By all means.
So go ahead.
So I went through with just cash, just my debit and credit card. I was anxious the entire time.
Because that's all you had.
I checked
Did you have anything clipping it together, like
nothing.
Holding it together? Nothing?
Nope, nothing.
Oh my God, that's...
So I had I had legit anxiety, and I was like, you know what?
That's weird.
I'll tell you what that is in a second.
What the hell are you carrying a girl's heart around for? A plastic heart.
He's renting two girls.
It is a a safety bead from my girlfriend's 6-year-old, now 7-year-old daughter. It's a safety bead.
What does that mean?
Bead. That it'll keep me safe. It's a safety bead.
But it's taking up space in your wallet, and she doesn't need... Just put it in your car or something.
It's my safety bead. It's on me at all times.
Listen, you hoarder. Get the safety
bead
out.
I'm not a hoarder. I'm a safe... You know, give me...
Can you say holding on to something on
emotional... Give me the safety bead. Give me the safety
bead.
No,
keep talking. Go.
Don't get rid of the safety bead.
Talking about what you were doing, all right? So you're walking around with just cash, your ID, and your card, and that's it.
Super anxious, right?
No clip or anything.
Nope. So then when I come in yesterday and Riggs brings up his little wallet to me, I said, you know what? I'm now going to keep my wallet in my back pocket because normally I'll come into the studio and put it to the side. Now when it's in my pocket, it's annoying the hell out of me.
Yeah.
So now
there's a safety bead in there.
I'm not
hurt. Yeah.
You shut up. I'm not going smaller.
Let me see yours.
I think I want to go bigger and get a man purse. Like a little satchel. Like a little satchel. Is that too much?
A man purse?
Yes.
Way too much, yes. Go with a fanny pack if you're going to go anything. If you're going to go something you're wearing on your outer person, go with a fanny pack. They're coming back. They're in style.
Riggs.
You can get some cool ones, some legit ones.
Riggs, never.
Go that way.
Fanny packs have been back for a while now.
Yeah.
That's old news.
Yeah,
they have been, but I can't rock a fanny pack. I would rather myself rock a man purse, a merce, than a fanny pack.
A man purse?
A man purse.
How big are you talking about? Like over the shoulder?
A little over the shoulder thing with just a little thing on the side.
Why
of my
do you
head?
Have a guest wallet?
My girlfriend got that for
me.
Oh,
I was going to say, you don't even can't afford a guest wallet.
No, no, no,
what the hell's wrong with
guest
you?
Guest wallet.
My girlfriend,
she can, though.
No, she got that. I guarantee it was from the clearance rack at Marshall's. Okay,
yes,
I guarantee it was from the clearance rack.
What do you use for a wallet, Allie? Like,
me?
What do women use for
a
wallet?
I'll show you.
Because I always think that women have bigger wallets than men.
You know I carry around purses, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you carry around a giant bag. You could put like
Well, this is a work bag. I mean, this isn't
carry...
Okay, that is your work bag?
I carry my computer and everything.
Yeah,
I don't carry this around, but this is what I take everywhere. It's got a... and Erica's got hers out. That's a good one. I like that I have a...
A little strap for it. A little wrist strap.
It's basically a little wristlet. And it has all my stuff in it, and I like the strap for when I'm shopping and I have nowhere to put it.
Hold on, you can put your phone and stuff in there too and everything?
Keys? But I'm not going to.
Could you put your keys in there too?
Sure, I put my keys in here at Kiss of Summer Hello.
See?
That Gibbons, that, yes.
But I only have one key, like my car key is it.
Yeah.
Because I use, you know.
Gibbons, if you were talking about something like that, then yes, absolutely.
You take the thing that is in Allie's hand right now, that little, what'd you call it again? I wouldn't call it a clutch, but it's not a clutch.
It's a clutch. You can say
a clutch.
Yeah,
a little clutch, but then like, purse style over the shoulder and it's on my hip and I got it right there and I can just go to it.
Oh, well, then you need a purse. Yeah,
a man purse. That's what I'm saying. Just a little something that.
I only use the purse when I like go out or need to carry more than my wallet. When I go every day though, if I run into the gas station or Target or Walmart, this is all I have is my little
clutch.
I want to get something like that. I think I do because I want to go bigger, not smaller.
Well, this is a chick's thing.
Yeah, I want to go smaller.
But
I'm the opposite of you. I want to go.
It's 2019.
But wait, there was nothing in your wallet that you needed to get a bigger. I'm confused.
No.
Because when I just this wallet, I feel, is when it's on me now, I don't want it on me. So I'd rather...
What is in there that you need that you have to have access to all the time?
I don't get it.
And that's why all weekend I had my bare essential. I didn't even have my health insurance card. I had my wallet and my debit card. But I have like random business cards. I have my pick and save card in here. I have my health insurance card.
Get the business cards out of there, dude. That's stupid. Nobody needs those in your wallet.
Correction, I lied. I have no business cards
in here. Good.
I thought I did, so I went... Yeah. No, but I have like my roadside assistance card. I have my health insurance card, my dental insurance card, my eye insurance card.
Because you need your eye insurance card every day of the week.
If something goes wrong with my eyes, then I gotta go get an emergency
compartment.
Dude, our cousins that were in town this weekend, he doesn't carry a wallet at all. He takes pictures of everything and puts it in his phone.
That's what
his
I was gonna
ID,
say.
He has a picture of his ID that he put in his phone. He's been using that all weekend.
And you know what?
And it works.
Yes, it works.
And that's true because my ex-husband called me the other day and said, I need our kid's insurance card.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I took a picture and he showed it to the people at the doctor. He didn't need the damn card.
In fact, I'm gonna do that right now. I'm gonna take a picture of my medical ID cards right now, save them on my phone, and I'm going to leave those cards at home and have save some room in my wallet.
All they need is
a number.
I just
gave myself an idea.
Dude, tune in about 3 or 4 weeks when I'm already pissed off about the satchel I have and I'm just complaining about crap.
So what are you going
to
do?
I think I'm going to go try to find a little man purse. Something like you have, Allie, with a little thing on it.
I don't have a man purse. You better watch how you talk about my girl stuff because I don't have a lot of it, okay?
Given today, I I feel like you and I, Gibbons, are both looking for a new wallet right now.
Yes.
Like a new way to carry around our little things.
Yes.
Let's guy problems.
Yeah, right. You go bigger with your mission.
Okay.
I'm going to go smaller and minimalist with mine.
Okay.
And let's meet back in like a week.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
Allie, go. You guys are both in relationships.
Yes.
Last time I checked, every dude makes his chick carry all the crap in her purse. So I'm not sure why you guys aren't having
I'm
your
not
women.
Always with her, though.
My girlfriend never carries a purse. In fact, she only carries a little wallet, much like you have,
yeah.
Allie.
Yeah.
And then when, like, if we're actually out, she won't do a purse, or she'll just take her ID and money and give that to me. So I am her purse. I am her purse.
Wait. You then carry her crap?
Yep. Yes, I do.
All right. I don't.
This is another conversation for another day.
Right. I know we didn't want to open that can of worms.
The Gibbons has no balls show. Yeah.
That is the Pandora's box that we don't want to go
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, Gibbons.
I'll just be here with my tail between my legs.
Just sipping my tea.
Oh, God.
Can I have some of that tea? That's good.
Yes, you can, my friend.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's show number 690. We're closing in on 700 radio shows.
That's a lot of shows, baby.
It is a lot of show. You can always catch up on demand at 1037kissfm.com. J-Matt's up next. We'll have another code word for you to go and see Marshmello in Vegas. It's going to be gorgeous today.
Yeah.
Sunny and hot and high of 86. We'll take it, man, for summer.
Damn straight.
So what did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons? Did you learn something on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs has some of the most foolish cousins in the history of family.
Uh-huh.
Because your cousin or your wife's cousin has an issue with their kid. So they came to you for advice about what to do about their kid. And
yeah.
You are Mr. No Kids, Doesn't Want Kids, Never Wanted Kids, Doesn't Like Kids.
Yeah,
that was an interesting question.
Yeah. It was.
Because their 17-year-old has been doing all of his homework and assignments, but not turning them in. But doing them all to completion.
Uh-huh.
Just not taking them and giving
not
them to the teacher.
Following through.
Right. So they're having talks with him about that. They're having talks with him about laziness. They're maybe making sure he doesn't have any attention issues.
Yeah.
They're going through all of that right now, but we got a lot of great texts and feedback from our listeners. Thank you, everybody, for your input.
Oh!
What?
I'm an idiot.
Why? What now?
I was literally right now years old
yeah.
when I realized they didn't ask you for your advice. They asked you so you would bring it up here and people who actually know
yes.
what the hell they're talking
yes.
about would give real advice.
Right.
Okay, now
they started asking me. Bob was our guy. The guy I was talking to goes, Bob goes, Andy, what do you think we should do with this kid? And I was like, I don't know. Ground him? I don't know.
But I know somebody who will know. Oh. Let's ask the world. That was actually kind of smart.
He's like, I don't know and I don't want to know and I don't care.
I don't know.
Disciplining with children. There's a reason I didn't have them.
He's your kid and he sounds like a lazy ass. I'm kidding. I don't know.
No, they're a pain in the ass if you don't want them. Trust me.
Yeah, they are.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully you want them. Otherwise, get on the pill, sister.
Right.
Okay.
Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Gibbons cannot find a new wallet and I don't know how to help with that because I'm not a dude. So get a fanny pack and call it a day, man.
I think it's man purse city. I think I'm going to do the man purse. Rock it over my shoulder, a little on my hip here.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a babe purse like Lil Wayne has. Lil Wayne has a man purse.
Fanny packs are back in, and they really are.
I don't think they've really left fanny
dude,
packs.
They left. Riggs, they left.
Even
they?
Though
no.
even though they're back, when I think of a fanny pack, I think of my 80-something-year-old grandfather in Disney World wearing the fanny pack and sunglasses yelling at us kids.
Fair enough, but when you go to Summerfest this week.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Look around.
They're
and you're
everywhere.
I'm not going to feel so stupid anymore.
Uh-huh.
Only if I can get an American flag one. I know they have them. I know they have the American
Nathan
flag.
Nathan Graham had one at our barbecue 2 years ago but
oh,
they,
well
when they were back in. Don't
our
I remember?
Old, our old midday guy, that guy?
If
it was
he
a 4th of July
but
one.
If he had it, I don't want it then.
Don't get an American
Why?
Flag one.
He's way trendier than we are.
I know, but I don't want to be like him. You know what?
What do you want to be like, Bob in West Dallas? Yes. Then get the
I am
purse.
Bob in West Dallas. What are you talking about? I am Bob.
No, you're not.
I know.
You want to be. You're not.
Oh, man.
I learned that I hate Cuba Gooding Jr., and I don't like what he stands for. Allie was talking about him in the dirt earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And how he's trying to use this woman's mental health in like a post that she did some while ago against her because of the accusation she's making against him. Why can't
Whatever.
People just keep... Why can't people just keep their hands to themselves? You learn it when you're little. Just carry it with you into your adult years.
Did you forget I talked about divorce parties? You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I knew you did. he did, because I was like, there's no way he picked Cuba Gooding Jr. over a divorce card.
Yep. 100%. You
I
saw
know
right
you
through
so
that one.
Well, Rick.
You saw
I
right?
know you.
You saw right through that, didn't you?
I sure did, my friend. Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, high five for Read Me, though.
Seriously.
I can read you like a book. You think I don't know, but I know.
I'm sitting here the whole time going, crap, what did Ali talk about? Crap, what did Ali talk about?
Crap,
what did
Ali talk about? Cuba Gooding Jr. I'm like, I got you. Don't worry.
That's the last thing she talked about. That's right.
It's okay.
But divorce parties are trendy. What? You're fine.
I might have just pooped my pants. I'm not. I swear to God, I might have just pooped my pants. I gotta press a button.
Oh, push a button and get out of here. That's disgusting. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. What a way to end the show. Gibbons crapping his pants.
Get out, dude.
Go. Yes, leave.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.